All right, so the title of my sermon is Four Ways to Lead Like Jesus. And I'm going to tell you how I got that title and where it kind of came from. So one week we were at youth group, and the message that was brought at youth group was called the Word of the Year. And you pick a word, and it could be anything from lead, go, pray, worship, anything like that. And if you look at it, like, it's kind of like a New Year's resolution. So you look at it and you take a word, like I picked lead because that's what really stood out to me. And I prayed on it and I thought about it, and God gave me this awesome opportunity to preach a message today. So I have four ways to lead like Jesus, and I'm going to go ahead and read the first way to lead like Jesus. So number one, Jesus humbled himself and let God exalt him. So the scripture for that is Philippians 2, 5 through 11. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges and took the humble position of a slave. He was born as a human being and was as a human form. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the highest place of honor and gave him the name above all other names. That was Jesus. Every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and things under the earth. And every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's pretty awesome, right? Yeah. Right? All right, and so I'm going to give you guys the second way, one of the second ways to lead like Jesus, which is Jesus did God's will. And this one, to me at least, it sounded like the most simple, but it can also be one of the most difficult and awkward things that you can do, just being able to go step out and talk to someone about Jesus. And so there's two scriptures for that, and one of them is John 6, 38. For I have come down from the heavens to do your will of God, who sent me, not to do my own will. And it doesn't matter if your will is to save up and buy a truck. Sometimes you got to step aside and be able to do God's will, and that can be difficult. And the second scripture is John 4, 34. Then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his works. And so, and back to the word, he did God's will. Sometimes we have to be willing just to step out and go, whether it's in school or at work, friends or family. You just have to be able to step out and share the word of Jesus. And the third way to lead like Jesus is Jesus was a servant. And this is also kind of difficult sometimes, maybe setting aside even just an hour or whatever to serve somebody else. I'm sure we can all agree that can be difficult sometimes. But the scripture for that is Mark 9, 33 through 37. After they all arrived at Capernaum and settled in a house, Jesus asked his disciples, what were you discussing out on the road? But they didn't answer, because they had all been arguing about which of them was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12 disciples over to him and said, whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else. Then put a little child among them, taking the child into his arms, and said to them, anyone who welcomes a child like this into my arms welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not only me, but the Father who sent me. So when you think of a servant, I'm going to give you guys a second to think, who do you think about? Well, I'm going to tell you who I think about when I think of a servant. Someone who sets aside time for me and all my friends. And that's Corbin and Lisa, because every Wednesday, they have a wonderful, they open up their house, and they have pool tables, air hockey, they have everything. And then they always prepare the most delicious food that you've ever had. And they got drinks, they got everything. We like to play kickball and just hang out. And so, and maybe it's someone who just comes to church early to set up chairs. And we figured out how difficult this kind of stuff is this Sunday. But just thank you to everyone who's here to help and serve us. And last but not least, number four, Jesus built a team. And the scripture for this is Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you even to the end of the age. So back to Jesus built a team. If you just look around at the teams Jesus has built, even just here at Fork Union Baptist, like the youth group, the worship band, Sunday school classes are growing, and Even just the church outreaches, how many we've done, it's awesome. Just look around for a second at the team that God has built at Fort Union. And I'm going to give you guys, so if you want to lead like Jesus, those were the four ways he led. Jesus humbled him. Number one, Jesus humbled himself and let God exalt him. Number two, Jesus did God's will. Number three, Jesus was a servant. And number four, he built a team. And he always had faithful friends beside him. And that really makes me think of some of my faithful friends here, like Luke and Sean and all my buddies here. And so Luke, if you want to come up and give your message, thank you. All right, there we go. All right. Well, morning, everybody. For those of you who don't know, my name's Luke Phillips, and like Blake, I'll be talking about my word of the year, and my word is go, and I've got some verses to go along with that. But first, the way I found my word, like Blake, we were in youth group, and we had some sheets of paper to guide us through the way we wanted to find our word for 2021. We had a list of the list of words, and the very last word that I was reading on the list was go, and that one really stuck out to me, so I chose that one. And like I said, I got 8 verses to go along with my word go, but first let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for this opportunity you've given us youth to run this Sunday this morning and this beautiful morning you've given us. Please speak through me and let it go well. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. First verse is Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of the age. First off, Jesus had just resurrected from the dead here, and was giving his disciples instructions. And it's one of the best instructions God's given you. And I know we need to follow that today, as I know the world's kind of going downhill a little bit. But yeah. Mark 16:15. And then he told them, go into the world and preach the good news to everyone. Again, this is where Jesus was talking to his disciples. And it goes along with the last verse, but this one's given more plain and simple. With just one verse telling them to go and preach the good news. Joshua 1:9. This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This one was when God was commissioning Joshua to lead his people after Moses. And it gives you great words of encouragement and puts the word go into a different perspective, as the other verse is telling you to go and make disciples. This one's telling you God's with you wherever you shall go. But yeah, I know I had to remember this one this morning as I was coming up here, as I was a little bit nervous. But Psalms 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. This one lets you know that you're not going through life alone, and God will help you and guide you through life, and he like it says, counsel you through life. Psalms 143:8. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. This one, when we're going through life, we should do everything for the Lord, or as it says, lift up our souls to him. Deuteronomy 31:8. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail nor abandon you. This one was when Moses was speaking to the people of Israel. And it's telling you that the Lord will be with you in life and will help you. There's no reason to be afraid or discouraged when you have the Lord by our side, whatever we go to do. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. For those who enter by it are many, for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. This one may not have the word go in the verse, but it's telling you to go through the narrow gate, which leads to eternal life, opposed to the wide gate. And it's also how we got our youth group named the Narrow Gate Youth, which is pretty cool. But Matthew 11:28-30. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. This one, again, doesn't have the word go in it, but it has a very deep and important message with telling you that Jesus
to go to Jesus, and he will take your burdens, and you should take his yoke upon you, and just let Jesus guide you through life. And one way God's given me strength for him was one time a couple years ago at school, I was sitting at the bleachers, and a kid a couple rows behind me was sitting by himself, and so I could feel God was telling me to go talk to him and spread the word to him. Of course, I was thinking all the excuses why I couldn't do it, and oh, I'd be too awkward and all stuff like that. But God gave me courage, and I went and talked to the kid. And, you know, I went on with life, and probably about 8 months later, I was thinking about him and thinking, if I was that kid, I probably would have understood absolutely nothing that I told him, because I just made it more complicated than it probably needed to be. But so I emailed him, asked him how he was doing, if he had thought about anything. And actually, he had become a believer and had faith with God. And he had actually read the Bible, and I think he said 4 months, which is crazy, because I know I couldn't do that. And I know that all the glory goes to God. I couldn't have done it without him. And I know it was a blessing in my life and probably a blessing in his. So that's just a good story I have, how God helped me go for him. Now, I'm going to end you off here with one last verse. It doesn't have to do with the word go, but it goes back to Jesus, which I just love. And that's 1 Timothy chapter 1, 12 through 16. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithfully, appointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. Again, this goes right back to Jesus, and no matter how bad of a person you think you are or you were, God will love you and he will help you with life. I hope some of these verses encourage you or maybe help you go for God in life or live like Jesus did. If you led the come up or need prayer, come as we sing.